it is going to be hot next week, and it's going to be hot all summer. And when you think about all of the great things that the Water Winter Wonderland has to offer, one of the best ones is up in Port Huron, and that is, popularly known as Port Huron Boat Week, or the Blue Water Festival. Michael Hensley, President and CEO of Blue Water Convention and Visitors Bureau, joining us live this morning in-house. You could have brought some flotation devices.
Get you ready for the hot weather next week. Yeah, absolutely.
But that cool breeze in Port Huron is going to feel mighty good.
Well, the whole Thumb Coast is really a great place to cool off in hot weather in Michigan. It's 140 miles of the eastern shoreline of Michigan that lines the St. Clair River all the way up into Port Austin and borders Lake Huron. It's a beautiful destination. There's so much happening every weekend in all of our different shoreline communities that we really market in the area. And it's just a special place to be. You know, this week with the weather we've had, it's really breathtaking to look out onto that blue water and just take it all in that it's summertime in Michigan and we are ready to welcome visitors in all forms.
You know, the Blue Water Festival, which is a major event in Port Huron, is coinciding with the 100th running of the Bayview Mackinac race. It just makes it even more monumental.
Oh, yeah. The folks at the city of Port Huron and the DDA down there, along with Bayview, they are really doing a great job to make sure that this is a monumental event. And they're really focusing on the race, which is really special. They've got a lot of family-friendly activities, like a family area where they've got all sorts of different things to do with kids. And there's entertainment every night. The festivities kick off with a Rotary Parade on Wednesday. So it's a couple of days of welcoming these competitors and just making sure that they feel welcome in this area, in this destination, and get in the zone to really kick off on that race and do a good job.
Just think about how that boat race has changed over 100 years. Oh, yeah. Satellite right. Navigation and the high tech, just the different boat designs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and really, there's a few different classes, and I'm not a sailor, so I'm not going to speak too much to the different types of classes, but I know that it's a sight to see when those boats leave the St. Clair River and head off on their journey. And the entertainment that's happening, El King is coming on that Friday night, so that's going to be a really, really great opportunity to just come into our destination, figure out what you want to do in Michigan's Thumb Coast. Start for the Blue Water Fest and the Bayview to Mackinac race, and then venture into some other areas. I mean, we've got some amazing events that are happening as well. In Marysville, they're this weekend actually is Summerfest. They've got they're celebrating their 100th year, so it's like the year of the 100th year in Michigan's Thumb Coast. There's the powerboat races in St. Clair. They've got entertainment every night in St. Clair as well. Lexington has a craft fair this weekend. Port Sanilac has some really great fireworks. So you can see there's just so many different events, so many reasons to draw you into our beautiful destination.
Michael, is there a one spot online that people could look up how to get to the events, where the events are, when the events are?
There sure is. It's bluewater.org. There, we've got listed over 250 events remaining for the summer alone. You can find different events. You can find places to stay, places to eat, different attractions to go to in Michigan's Thumb Coast. That is kind of like your one-stop shop in planning your trip to Michigan's Thumb Coast.
And the best part about the Thumb Coast is it's closer. You can get there quicker.
Mm-hmm. Under an hour gets you into the southern part of our destination, and then you can get to the northern part of our destination in under an hour and 40 from there.
Yeah,
so
that's about a one-tank round trip, isn't it?
Oh, it's
less.
It's an amazing opportunity, especially for your listeners. It's an affordable, quick getaway. You can have a really great time taking some scenic views and just enjoy summertime in Michigan.
What's the economic impact on the local businesses from the festival and the boat race?
Well, I know that the festival and the boat race sees anywhere from 40,000 to 50,000 visitors in that 3 to 4 day period. So the economic impact is really strong for that event particular. But that also speaks to other events as well. So you got to think about all the events, all the reasons that people are coming in, conferences, sporting tournaments. These events really generate about $165 per person per night in direct spending. And that's kind of like a conservative estimate, right? So add all that up, and the travel sector really produces a great economic impact for our destination.
Poor Huron, we had so much fun there. Do you remember the Beatles store that we went to? There's like a Beatles memorabilia store that was just, it was hysterical how much stuff they had. It was great stuff that I remember from my youth. But I mean, it was a fun, just a place to go in and kind of wander around. The other thing you've got going on is the dinner theaters.
Yeah, so there's quite a lot of live theater in Michigan's Thumb Coast. I mean, really, you've got a whole segment of theaters in Marine City and St. Clair, and then there's also like McMorgan Plaza that has a lot of live shows, comedy shows, bands, things like that. So any kind of entertainment that you can really think of, think about it on a more intimate scale, and you can really, really enjoy it in Michigan's Thumb Coast.
I was just telling you that I'm going to have some friends from out of state coming to Michigan, and they don't quite know yet that summer in Michigan is the best.
Oh, my gosh. I was just talking to you about this before. I mean, we were looking out over the water and the blue skies. Michigan is such an amazing state to be in, especially in the summertime. I mean, we have activities throughout the entire year, but being in a nautical destination and having the emphasis on pleasure boating and beaches and things you can do in the summertime makes Michigan really stand out. And I think where we're positioned is we've got a large state, we've got a lot of opportunity, and we've got a different variety of all sorts of experiences you can have throughout the state. I mean, we're sitting in Detroit right now. In less than an hour, you can be looking over Lake Huron. I mean, just the encompassing available activities and diverse different experiences you can have is amazing, and just so blessed to be in the state for sure.
We got less than a minute, and with so many people that are going to be there, I'm sure safety and security is top of mind as well.
Yeah, and the organizers have done a great job in making sure that the health and safety of visitors and residents alike are on the top priority. We've been in committee meetings for the last few months and making sure that, you know, EMS has routes and the police are involved, and we're making sure that, you know, taking every measure you can to make sure that the patrons are protected in any way, and just preparing for the unprepared, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Michael, we wish you well. It's going to be a great summer.
Thank you so much.
On the Sun Coast, 140 miles of beautiful shoreline.
Yeah.
That's a lot to take in. Thank you so much. Great to see you.
Good to see you too.
When we return, it's going to be, we're not going to get the interest rate cuts we thought. How much is that going to increase your cost of shelter? Next on JR Morning.